Good morning. It is February 10, and our topic today is, you have 24 hours to live, what would you do? And we decided in our first attempt at this, that your light was going to get shut off, so you're healthy and normal for those 24 hours. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
On your mark, set, go.
Let's see. I think I'll call my sister-in-law and tell her that I think she's a bitch. Because it'll make me feel better. And then I get to hang up on her and I don't have... It's my day, so I don't have to listen to her okay. response to that. Because I'm sure she would have one. And then I'm gonna make sure that I hug my family people, you know.
Right.
Like you and the kids.
Oh, I get to hug?
Well, on audio, boo.
Oh, all right, okay.
And let's see. What kind of things would I want to do on my... I'd eat a bunch of chocolate. I don't know.
Well, that's a hard question. Because, like, 24 hours isn't really enough, you know?
Yeah. What would you do?
Honestly, I don't know. You know, the same kind of things like you were saying, you know, spend time with the people you love and... You know, and make the day count, I guess.
Hopefully there wouldn't be any evil tornadoes on that day.
Well, that's true. But it's a hard question because, you know, if you're healthy, you're relatively healthy, and you know, is there something that you really want to do?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
And would it... Yeah, and would it be possible? I mean, if it was scheduled, you know,
like you knew what time,
if you knew when, and you knew what time it was going to happen, and then you had the means to go and do whatever you wanted. You know, what would you do? And that would be hard. Excuse me. So, I mean, that's a hard question. I think that I would just, you know, want to spend it with people that I liked and you know, made sure that they knew, you know, that I was okay with whatever was about to happen, and that they were going to be okay.
Make sure my dog was taken care of.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever dog that is.
Yeah. But I just, you know... And it's hard to think about, you know, after having your dad had... having passed so soon.
Yeah.
And, but I, you know, it's like, I think he kind of made peace with the people that he needed to make peace with.
I'm sure he did. That's what he was going through that last couple days.
Yeah. You know, with your mom and stuff, and their little snuggle session that we talked about on Audio Boo.
Mm-hmm.
But even, I mean, he talked to everybody that he wanted to hear from, you know. Talked to you, and he talked, and Mary was there and stuff. So, yeah, I think it went...
And he got to see Matt.
Got to see Matt. He didn't get to see John Eric, which I'm kind of sad about. But you know, it's okay. You know, the people he asked for, you know, they tried to make it happen, right?
Yeah. So. But, you know, that's just difficult because, like, you think, I got 24 hours. Well,
sleeping would not be one of the things I would do.
Probably not.
That would seem wasteful. Wait, I know. I would watch a college basketball game that was only supposed to last 2.5 hours.
And went into 5 overtimes.
5 overtimes last night.
I'm sorry, I can't die yet. It's not over. Hold on.
Yeah, watch your 24 hours would have happened in the 3rd overtime.
Yeah. No. Not yet.
Oh, man. We're talking about the Notre Dame-Louisville game last night. And generally, we just have noise on in the background at night. And so we just turned on ESPN and...
Well, I'd been watching the game.
Right, kind of.
And often, and it was like, Snore City, this is boring.
Right, and you said, let's go to bed, because I was kind of getting dozy in the chair, and... Which never happens.
And it was like,
yeah, it was really boring.
Okay, Louisville's going to win, whatever. Because I don't like Louisville, and I don't care for their coach. And
then in the last, what, 42 seconds. And so then we went upstairs,
and suddenly this kid had some sort of scoring fit. he scored 12 points.
12 points in 42 seconds and brought... Notre Dame back in the game, and Notre Dame finally won at the end of the fifth overtime.
Yeah, those kids were 7 players fouled out of the game, I think, altogether. I think,
no, 9. Wasn't it? Nine? No, 7.
I think it's 4 Notre Dame and 3.
Oh, it was crazy.
I don't know.
I hear people unfollowing us as we speak. But, oh, well.
Oh, we have to do the basketball warning in this one.
Yeah,
But
it was a crazy game, and it was almost until 1 o'clock in the morning, wasn't it?
Uh huh.
Because it started at 9.
And I guess they showed a picture of a little girl asleep on one of her parents.
She's like, nope, couldn't last through past the third overtime, but it was. So but cute. The people who were there were just having a ball.
And some people left when Notre Dame looked like they were going to lose, and they missed a whole half of basketball. But actually, a half plus. Because it was another 25 minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy. Then, you know, we're just laying there, you know, thinking, well, we'll go to sleep. And they just kept going into more overtimes.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Wacky. It was a wacky day yesterday.
So, yeah, wacky basketball day. So.
Today, I'm hoping for just a nice, normal Duke goes out to, like, a 12-point lead, and then it just stays that way.
Well, you know, you shouldn't say anything, because it might jinx them.
I know, but that's what I'm hoping for, so.
Oh, State plays Clemson today at 1 o'clock.
Hmm. Well.
So, anyway, basketball warning.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, that's our boo about having one day. One day is not enough. A week would be better. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because then you could set it up like you knew, you know, you could go do things.
Right.
Get out the bucket list.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So we'll talk to you guys all tomorrow.
When it's Westminster Dog Show Day.
That's right. Oh, and that, I'll tell you that later. Okay, so we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.